Connecting the Dots with the Renaissance People.
Hey everyone, it is the Renaissance Woman coming at you from a corner of my bedroom. And if you can't tell from my voice, I'm under the weather right now. I have a six-year-old who is sick, and like all good children, the thing that they're best at sharing is disease. So I was able to get my family home from our trip to Minnesota back to New York a few days ago, powered through as one kid got sick, but another wasn't feeling well. Then my husband wasn't feeling well, so I powered through, and then inevitably I crashed. This is not supposed to be a solo episode. I have been working on editing the next episode, an interview with a woman named Marika Leneau, and I was so excited to share it with you, but it has been a bit of a beast to edit, and I am doing the extending grace to myself that I always encourage other people to do. So I wanted to talk just really briefly, and I'm only going to edit this if I have a coughing fit, so get ready for this possibly incoherent, slightly fever-induced rant. I want to talk about something that I think is a challenge for us Renaissance people. I do want this podcast really to, as much as possible, be focused on the positive, because I think we have so many wonderful assets. We have our complexity, we have our creativity, we are really great outside the box thinkers, and we come up with all these ideas, but we also have a challenge, and it is one that impacts all of us. And in particular, I've noticed its impact on me as a person in caregiver responsibilities. And the challenge is something that Marika will be talking to me about in the episode coming out in a couple weeks, where we talked about how we get so excited. We come up with these ideas and we're like, okay, it's go time. Like, I got this brilliant idea. Let's go. Let's make it happen. I don't want to wait. Let's do it. And then life and reality sets in. And 2025 was a really rough year for me physically. I had a herniated disc in my back. I got frozen shoulder. Started off the year with influenza and a root canal for the fun of it. All these great things. Plus dealing with some other challenges. My husband had some health issues. I had a child who was struggling. And what frustrated me so much was that we Renaissance people, even when we are sick, those ideas don't go away. Maybe they become fever-induced dreams, but they don't go away. And instead, we're stuck with a sense of frustration. We feel the potential of our ideas. We feel the potential of, honestly, ourselves. And we can see that we're not able to accomplish what we could if we had the capacity, if we had the energy, if we had the support system. And it's frustrating. It is beyond frustrating. And the fact that I even was able to create a podcast during 2025, the year of so much stress and strife and hardship, both within my family, but just across the U.S. and around the world, the fact that it exists is a testament to the fact that I'm not giving up. I'm a stubborn Renaissance woman, and if I have a dream of something happening, it will happen. One way or another, maybe it'll be me recording something with a plugged up nose and a scratchy throat sitting in the corner of the bedroom. But it will happen. And I know a lot of you are that way too. So I just want to close this very micro mini episode by saying, if you are a Renaissance person who's in that struggle right now, who has all the ideas, you've got them. You've got the creativity. You're amazing. But you're really frustrated right now because things outside of your control are stopping you from reaching that potential, from making those dreams happen. please know that I understand. I am in the trenches with you. And what I can say is what made this podcast exist is finding community with other people. So for me, I participated in a program called Create with my career coach, Jenny Gritters. Next episode is going to be a Jenny Gritters love fest because Marika and I actually both met in another program that Jenny just sunsetted, in fact. But Create was the program where I just said everything is falling apart. The world is falling apart. I'm so frustrated. I have this dream of a podcast. I have this dream of building a community for Renaissance people. And it's just, it's taking up space rent-free in my brain. And I just want it to happen. And through the encouragement of having a coach, of having a community of other people, I was able to make it happen. And I'm really happy about that. And so I'm going to put, okay, get your drink ready. For me, I think it's going to be another serving of cough syrup. But take a drink of whatever you need to take a drink of, because in the show notes, I am going to put a link to Jenny's next round of Create, which is coming up in early 2026. So I'm sorry if you listen to this podcast later, but you can always check her website because she's constantly coming up with new ideas and new ways of supporting people, purpose-driven, creative solopreneurs, people with ideas, a lot of people who are Renaissance people who are the multi-passionates. So I'm going to put a link to that and you can check it out and see if that's something that interests you. And I'm going to sleep and drink water and use my humidifier and work to get myself back in functional shape so that I can create my schedule for recording interviews with new Renaissance people and editing the two interviews I've already done. And we will move forward. It's not as fast as I want, but that's life. That's showbiz, kids. So make it a good one.
Connecting the dots with the Renaissance people.